Here we are at Faith Worship Center over here in Boonville, Mississippi. And we'd like to say howdy out there to all you folks that need to hear about Jesus. I want to tell you that we love you. We wish you were here with us. But since you're not, we're going to try to carry a little gospel along with us. And we got some songs we're going to do. It's Sister Sherry Jones over here is going to lead us in some songs. Let's go, Sister.
Number 281.
Send the light.
Ready?
Give me
your
second.
There's a call ring.
Yeah.
hallelujah. So as we pray, you pray with us. Heavenly Father, as we come to you now, Lord God, thanking you for being yourself, just being God. We thank you, Lord, for loving us enough to keep us safe and keep us healthy. Lord, we pray, Lord, for those that have been sick, Lord, those that have touched the virus and need to be lifted from it. We ask that you take it away from them and cast it out as far as east and west that no one else will catch it. Lord, I pray a hedge about angels around the family of Christ that belong to our church and those that belong to their families, that you put a hedge around them that will protect them from all sickness and all harm. Lord, we give you the praise today because you're the only one that can help us. And Lord, and I know that you're going to, and we just lift you up in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Number 57.
Hallelujah.
We'll take up the altar.
Number 57. Praise God. Amazing grace.
Amazing grace.
Special.
a country where no twilight shadows deepen. Unending day where night will never be.
Praise God. So let's put our hands together and welcome Brother Jimmy Deeby as he prays the word. Brother Jimmy.
Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
I've got to get it together now. I'm going to have to get my posture, I guess you'd say. Well, I'm telling you, hear that song.
Amen.
Seeing the vision. I want you to know today, if you don't know Jesus, you can't see what I saw.
Amen.
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 But when you get him in your heart,
yeah.
Yeah.
Then all of these visions start flowing.
Yeah.
And glory be to God, as Sister Mel was singing that, I was climbing the ladder.
Amen.
Headed straight up. And I really thought Sister Sherry's going to run. And when she does, I'm going to have to take after her. And if she stops, I'll run over her.
Yeah.
If she sure as anything. But the Lord took care of that too. But I'm telling you this morning, if you hadn't got enough in you to shout about,
come on,
brother.
I pray to God that you get some of it this morning.
Amen.
I've been studying the last two nights. The Lord has kept me up all night.
Bless him.
For the last two nights of reading, studying, listening to songs, singing, praying, just generally talking to God.
Amen.
Well, did he talk back, preacher? If he didn't, I'd have quit talking.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd got on my knees and started screaming, God help me.
Amen.
And I'm here today to tell you that I serve a God.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's able.
Yeah.
I know that this is a fearful time. Being God's will, I'm going to talk to you this morning just a little bit about this fear.
Amen.
And what the Bible says about it. And how it's coming about to come up on us.
Yeah.
We all know, and we've all studied the book of Acts in the second chapter, of how he talks about in the last days, how things was going to be.
Come on.
We've all, every one of us has read about it.
Preach.
We've all talked about that upper room experience and how they experienced the anointing of God as he came up on them.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you something over in the book of Peter.
Yeah.
Old Peter started talking about, he said, I want you people to understand something.
Come on.
What's going on right now? And church, I'm talking about what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Here on, in this land today.
Come on.
Yeah.
Peter said, I want you to know that I serve a God that's able to reach and get it and pull it away from me, and all the devils in hell can't do nothing about it. I'm serving God. If I want to take my life, let him get it. It belongs to him, and I'm going to where he is. And I want you to know that my brother what was going to happen when that day comes. And my friend, if you've never read about it, it's time you hear what God had to say. Back in Joel's day, he predicted today. He told us what was going to take place.
Yes, he did.
And we have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Come on. Woo! Brother William, cut this thing down.
Yeah.
I'm too loud.
Oh, boy,
I don't either.
Yeah.
I guess so. But I'm here to tell you this morning. It's not time. It's no time for you and I to fear what man can do.
Amen.
My friend, the Bible plainly tells us that we don't need to fear him. Don't worry about one that can take the life out of this old body.
Come on.
But you better fear one that's able to take both soul and body and cast it into hell fire.
Yeah,
and glory to God. The day's coming come together, I'll have my angel to call you out. As I want you to know, he's about to sound the trumpet, and we're about to leave this place. We're about to get out of here and go to a beautiful place called heaven.
Amen.
Woo! If you've never seen it, it's time, brother and sisters, you get on your knees and say, God, show me what he's talking about. Let me see what's over there. And my friend, if you'll ever see it, you won't want to go anywhere else but there.
That's right.
Not ever.
Amen.
Oh, church, it's time that we come together. Lay everything aside.
Come on.
Lay everything aside.
Come on.
That so easily beset us and cause us to stray away from the mighty God that we serve today.
Amen.
Glory to God. Don't you know, if the devil's strong enough, that he can stand before God and tempt God and so much that God will move the hedge away from one and cause him to be in torment. But glory be to God. Ain't you proud, Brother William, that the day that happened, God said, there he is. Do what you will to that body, but that soul, hallelujah, belongs to me.
Yes.
It belongs to me.
Amen.
You can do nothing over there.
That's right.
And then when it reaches your point, whoo, as I was reading some time ago, it reaches your point. And that old man of God said, God, I've got one foot in the grave and one on a banana pudding up in it. And it's sliding in right now with me.
Come on.
So I commend my spirit back to you.
Come on.
From which it came.
Amen.
And God said, devil, that's it.
Come on.
Back out. Back away. Honey, if you want to see the devil get out of your way, give it all to God.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Yeah. And when you give it all to him, the devil has no part in you. And he'll back up and get away. Do you know why? There's a hedge around you that he can't get through.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Joel said, I'm going to try my best to read some of this in a few minutes.
Come on, right, come on. Preach it, brother. We ain't got time to
come on, brother.
Preach it. Old Joel. Joel told him, he said, and I'm going to tell y'all something. In the second chapter, if y'all want to read it, man. He said, there's coming a day when the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords,
come on,
is going to come into the land. And he's going to set up a kingdom like you never dreamed of before.
Yep.
And he said, when he does that, let me tell you what's going to happen. The devil's going to reign, and he's going to carry on. He's going to do everything he can to cause the children of God to stray away. But Joel said, let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to hear a roar as if it was a herd of animals coming. And you're going to look around, and everywhere you look, there's going to be fire coming at you. Oh, glory to God. And he said, when that happened, church, don't worry about it. You won't be here.
That's right.
You're gone.
Yeah.
You're gone.
Amen.
Woo! So if you left behind, if Jesus comes today, my friend,
praise God.
What then?
Come on.
If Jesus comes today, my friend, and you that is listening and watching out there today, what then?
That's right.
What then? Where are you standing with God?
Come on, brother.
Where is your faith this morning?
Amen.
Where the power to this morning. Are you handing it to God? Are you putting your life in His hand? Are you depending on a president and a governor that don't care nothing about you? Nothing at all. They're only interested in what they can get.
Come on.
If Jesus comes today, what then? Let me tell you what then. You're going to hear that roar.
Come on.
Oh, it's going to be awful. I'm not going to hear it, Brother Toby.
Come on.
I'm not worried about that part of it. Not at all.
Come on, brother. Come on.
He's already said, Brother William has already said this morning, that it's coming to the time that this thing is coming down to the point that you and I will be called out. The Bible says that the old Gabriel will sound the trumpet. And the dead in Christ shall rise. And those that remain shall be changed in a moment of the twinkling of an eye. And all of them called out to be with Him.
Amen.
I love my daddy. Boy, I love my old daddy. But you know what? Brother Toby, he's not going to get to see Jesus before I do.
Come on, preacher. Come on.
We're going to see Him at the same time.
Come on.
That's right.
But he's going to come back to Kirkland Cemetery.
Yes, he is.
And the Bible says that grave is going to bust open.
Yes. Come
on.
And he's going to receive a glorified body.
Yes.
Yep.
Good morning. Mine's going to be changed.
Come on.
All the sin's going to be took out of it. And God's going to glorify it. He's going to take all the gravitation out of this body. There'll be no weight left in it.
That's right.
Buddy, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to take a flight. It's going to be so fast you can't even see me when I leave. Listen to me now. Joel said you better be prepared for the day when you hear the herd of animals coming at you. Sound like a large herd of animals.
Come on.
And you look around and it's roaring, raging fire.
Come on.
Everywhere you see it coming towards you.
Come on.
And it's going to consume you at any second. You better be prepared to leave here before you hear the roar. If you hear the roar, it's too late. You left behind. My friend, they got the movie out, Left Behind. And I'd hate to be in that group. But I'm telling you, my Bible says, not all that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter in, but those that do and keep the will of my Father.
Yes.
What's happening, church?
Bless him, brother.
Where are we at?
Bless.
Come on.
What's going on?
Glory.
I pray that you'll open your eyes out there. I was talking to one yesterday. Knows the word of God. Been in church all his life. Got in sin. And he's having a hard time finding his way back.
Bless him.
He said, Brother Jimmy, you reckon this could be a warning from God? Amen. I said, Brother, you better listen.
Amen.
God telling you something.
Amen. Come on.
That's right.
He's talking to you.
Yes.
He's telling you something.
Come on.
You don't need to be asking me. We're standing right in the middle of the store and people all around us.
Amen.
They look at us. I said, let me tell you what's going to happen. And I just got through reading this right here. I said, you're going to hear a roar, you're going to think it'll be 1,000 trains coming at you.
Come on.
And they're fixing to run through the building where you at.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to run outside to see them, and it's going to be fire everywhere you look.
Come on.
You better get ready.
Amen.
Church, I say to you today, not just the members of Faith Worship Center, are those that come here. But I say to you, church, if you're not ready to go, listen, it takes more than saying, I'm so proud of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To get you to heaven. Going to take more
yes.
than that. It's going to take more than going to church once a month or once a year.
Come on.
It's going to take more than going to church on Mother's Day.
Right.
Come on.
It's going to take more than coming to church on Easter so you can find you an egg to eat.
Come on.
It's going to take more than that.
Yes, it is.
It's going to take old times. Oh, they come down on me about the old times. But brother, let me tell you something. I got something in me that God put in there 57 years ago, and it ain't changed. Not one bit. You can call it old, but God renews it every day, and it's brand new.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Yeah. I find in the book of Malachi where he said, Jimmy, I'll give it to you, and I won't change. I will never change. Amen. You need to know that, Jimmy. What I give you is forever, and glory to God will last forever. I want you to know that the world can't take it away from you.
Amen.
All you got to do is follow me.
Amen.
Yeah.
All you got to do is follow me.
That's right.
I'm proud of you today if you're out there listening and watching this
come
today.
Come on.
I'm proud of you.
Paul,
I want you to know that. I sympathize with your fear, and I pray about it all the time. Listen, my age, and they telling me at my age, I need to be under the bed and stay there.
29.
Glory to God, I'm 29. Soon be 28, being the Lord's will.
Yeah.
Just around the corner. But I'm telling you right now, I don't fear what this can do. I'm telling you today, you follow your conscience. Glory to God, don't ever let nobody tell you that I told you to get out there and get it. My friend, let me tell you something. There's ever a place in the world that's safe today for you to be. It's in the house of God.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a lot safer than your house.
Amen.
I promise you that.
Amen.
It's time that we come to this knowledge. Listen, I won't come to your house if you're afraid of me being there. And I won't feel hard at you, glory to God, because you're afraid for me to come. I want you to know that, but all I'll do is pray for you and pray that God will help you come through your fears and most of all that you, everything with you will be all right. There'll be nothing that can touch you and you need to get a hold of the fact that God said if you trust me, there's no other way you can go but up and nothing, there is nothing that can harm you hang on to me.
That's right.
Listen, I believe when old Paul reached his journey's end,
come on.
Said, well, Paul, we've done all we can do, son.
Amen.
All the pills are gone now. And all the people that's been keeping you from being executed.
Come on.
They've all died and done, they've been done away with. Now it's time.
Yeah.
Got to carry you to the chop block.
Come on.
They reached to chain him up. He said, you don't need chains.
Bless him, Lord.
Turn me loose.
Come on.
Yeah. I've been free forever. Ever since I met Jesus, I've been free.
Amen.
He gave his life freely for me. And old Paul run out there and laid his head down on that chop block.
Yes, he was.
Glory be to God. And I believe with all of my heart that he left this walks of life with a shout.
Yes, he did.
Oh, glory be the name of Jesus. I can just hear him now. They told old Peter, said, Peter, son, it's all over. We've told you, and you won't listen. Now it's over. We're going to do to you the same thing we've done to your father, your master, the one you're following. We're going to hang you on a cross. He said, do me one favor.
Come on.
Just one is all I ask. Hang me upside down.
Yeah.
I'm not worthy to hang.
Come on.
Glory to God. Just hang me upside down and cut my throat if you want to. Whatever you want to do. But hang me upside down.
Amen.
I don't want to die hanging like my Lord and Savior did. And they granted him his wish. Glory to God, and he went to be with Jesus.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
The Lord, and that tells me you can bury me facing the east, or you can bury me facing the north, you can bury me facing the south,
yes,
or the west, but when Jesus comes back, I'm going to come out facing him.
Yes,
glory,
amen,
to God.
Yeah.
Just like old Peter and like Paul, I'm going to be with him.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
No way. No way, no way,
no way
am I going to ever turn back.
That's right.
I found something when I found Jesus,
uh-huh,
that was worth hanging on to.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, out there this morning, I spent some time in the service. I went all over Europe. Had a lot of free time on my hand. Had a good first sergeant, would hand me a whole 21 days of 3-day passes at the time, and I just loafed all over that place.
Amen.
Searching and looking. I was hunting something.
Uh-huh.
I just didn't know what it was.
Uh-huh.
And nothing I seen or nothing that I did satisfied me until one night, I was awakened in the middle of the night. A voice started calling out to me.
Uh-huh.
First thing he said was, "Jimmy."
Uh-huh.
And see, in the army, I was James. "Jimmy." And I woke up. I said, "I'm here." I'm here.
Yeah.
And the next thing he said to me, "My child." Oh, that's a good feeling.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
"My child, you strayed away from me.
Uh-huh.
You're going in the wrong direction, son. And you're going to have to turn back." And I wrote it down and sent it to her aunt, which was married to my uncle. And he said, my child, you strayed from me.
Uh-huh.
And this is bad, you see."
Yeah.
Oh, I come out of that bed. And he began to show me all the things I've been searching for.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "You've had it all the time.
Uh-huh.
You've just cast it aside. But now it's time for you to get right."
Uh-huh.
I fell down beside my bed, and there was three more Sergeant E5s in that room with me. And I began to cry out aloud, "Oh God, forgive me. I've sinned against you, Lord. Would you please forgive me?" And I felt the peace as it come over me and the condemnation as it was lifted. And I'm telling you this today so you, if you've got it there, I can tell you what you're searching for. And his name is Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
His name is Jesus, and if you've known him, he's not going to turn you loose.
That's right.
He's going to keep on nagging at you. You're not going to be have peace. You're not going to be nothing going to satisfy you. Even your family, you're going to turn against them if you don't turn it around.
Come on.
They talk about all these people in the house together. Listen, me and my wife's been in a house together now 57 years. And it's still the same. It's still the same. Do you know why? We got it right between us.
Amen.
And God.
Amen.
Buddy, there's nothing but love. There's no hate when you got Jesus down
that's
deep in your
right,
heart.
Man.
There's
right.
No place for any of that. No place for none of the bickering and biting and all of that stuff.
Uh-oh.
So if you're having that kind of problem, let me tell you what to do.
Amen.
Get down to your coffee table. or go in your bedroom with your spouse and the children and make you an altar and get down and say, God, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Amen.
I repent, Lord. You see, he'll show you.
Yes, he
did me. And he said he was no respecter person. What he did for me, he'll do for you.
Amen.
And buddy, when I began to ask him and talk to him about it, let me tell you what he done. He filled me full of the sweet Holy Ghost.
Yes,
he.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you that he filled it up to the brim, and it run over in my saucer.
Oh, yeah.
That old Solomon drank him from the saucer, and I did that for quite a while.
Yeah.
Listen to me now. And here lately, God's been running it over again, right out in the saucer.
Yep.
And it's just cool enough to take a good, sweet sip.
Yeah, hallelujah.
And he'll do that for you if you'll let him today.
Amen.
No matter what you might think or where you may have strayed to, he's still there tugging at your heart because he loves you.
Yeah.
He cares about you.
Yes, he does.
Listen, Joel, and I'm closing. If I get these tears out of my eyes, I'm going to try to read you just a word or two. He says in the ninth verse, I'm going to skip down to the ninth verse, but I want you to read this whole chapter, if you will. But he says in the ninth verse, they shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shine. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very trembled. And who can abide in it? Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me.
Come on.
With all your heart.
Yes.
Now I'm reading it nice and slow, because I want you to hear it, church.
Amen.
With all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments. Do you hear what he's saying? Reach and get that heart and squeeze that mess out of it.
Amen.
Get it out. He said it's coming a time when you'll want to do that. And if you don't do it now, it's going to be too late.
Amen.
Listen to it. And rend your heart, not your garment, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repent of him of the evil was known, if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God.
Yep.
And I'm going to stop it right there.
Amen.
If that ain't enough, then you just back up and you read it all.
Amen.
And honey, if there's evil in your heart and it's running out your tongue and all that kind of stuff, I promise you God will get it out.
That's
yes,
right.
He will. Yes.
Now right here in this chapter, he's going to tell you about the roaring fire.
Yeah.
Right here in this chapter, he's going to tell you what's going to happen to you when the church is took out.
That's right.
Revelation says that when the church leaves, that there is going to be problems like has never been seen before.
Amen.
That's right.
Joel is telling you what the problem is going to be.
Yeah.
He's trying to get across to you and I.
Yeah.
We're living in the last days.
Yeah.
It's up on us. And I, for one, as for me and my house,
yeah.
we going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Do you follow that? I pray to God that you got something from this today. And I want to tell you that I could carry it on and preach another 2 hours with it. But God said this is enough. I hope you understand how much I love you and how much I care. I hope you can say, well, he's done that for my benefit, instead of saying, well, he just standing up there and knows me and he's judging me. Honey, it ain't up to me to judge you. That God didn't give me that job. And I don't even want it. I believe I would decline if he offered it to me. Which I know he's not going to.
That's right.
But listen to me today. We must speak the truth. We must warn you that it's coming and there will be no sin in heaven.
Amen.
No sin.
That's right.
And if you leave this walk of life with sin in your life, you've missed the boat. I'm sorry.
That's right.
That's the word of God.
Yes, it is.
That's what he said, and that's what I believe.
Amen.
I believe old Paul preached to him. He said, as a tree falleth, so shall it lie.
Yes, yes.
And he goes on to say, if it falls in iniquity, in hell it will burn.
That's right.
In righteousness, it shall be raised up.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
How about that?
Yeah.
And that's the word of God.
Yes, it is.
Honey, that's not, you can't put a denomination on that.
Uh-uh.
No matter what you try to do with it.
That's right.
If you don't believe in the fullness of the Holy Ghost, you better get out and start praying.
Amen.
Because you're going to need plenty of it to get out of this place.
Yes.
It's going to take some of that Holy Ghost to make you lose the gravitation.
That's right.
Right.
Obedience to the Word of God will fill you full of the sweet Holy Ghost.
Yes, it will.
That's exactly what it says. And we've been studying and teaching concerning the anointing of God. And honey, this is a part of it.
Yes, it is.
We need to understand that. When you get anointed as you should and sin comes at you, you'll run from it.
That's right.
You quit running to it, you'll run from it.
That's right.
When you get anointed of God, instead of want to slap your wife, you want to hug her.
Amen.
When you get anointed of God as you should, instead of slapping your husband, you'll hug him.
That's right.
Listen to me, the iron skillet won't even be in your mind anymore.
That's right.
Shirley done put her dough roller up a long time ago. So you see, when we got a little problem, we just hug up and handle the problem. We talk to Jesus about it. God bless you, would be my prayer. Brother William.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We just love you today and want you to know that God loves you. We're going to close out this part of our service with an old song called The Old Ship of Zion. I was standing on the banks of the river, looking out over life's troubled sea, when I saw an old ship that was sailing. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? Its hull was bent and battered, Jesus.
Amen.